Suvis, taftesim beis, shir yur ches.
Omar Abaye af anan nami tanina. Abaye says, we also gelernt af anan nami tanina. Rashi says, the 20 times bezuch matosi nam al Yisraelov. Or Rashi just says Yisraelov. Leaves out the word Naaman. In other words, what Rabbi Loza said, we also learned. Now, Rabbi Isai, the Gemara in Omen Aleph, when it found a Mishnah like Rabbi Lozer, the Gemara was puzzled. The Gemara asked on Omen Aleph, my Komash Malon, Tanina. Rabbi Lozer, what's your Chiddush? It's a Mishnah. The Gemara is challenging Rabbi Lozer. If it's already a Mishnah, so Rabbi Lozer comes along with this big, fancy Chiddush. I'm a Rabbi Lozer. My Komash Malon, Tanina. On Amud Beis, Abaye seems to be comfortable with the fact that there's a Mishnah. Afanonami Tanina. How is that? So I saw some Achroinim, or maybe it was Rishonim, that seemed to be Mashma that Abaye is also is puzzled. Doesn't sound, the language of Abaye sounds like Abaye is very comfortable. He's like, yeah, we learned that also. Afananami tamina. But I saw some that say Abaye is asking a question, ki'ilu on Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer, it's a Mishnah already. That would work with what it says in Amud Aleph. My komashma. I don't know why Abaye wouldn't use that language. The language sure is mashma that Abaye is okay with it. I didn't see anyone in Mefurish speak about this. But I was thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows. If there's a Mishnah that's black on white saying what you said, so then Rabbi Lazar's in trouble. My komash balon, tanina, it's black on white Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hu aser b'koyv aseha." There's only one explanation of that Mishnah, which is Shavya Nafshe. So therefore, it's obvious that what you said, Michael Mashbalan. But if it's a Mishnah, that you have to be able to gribble and be medayek and zog. So then, you know, that you can't blame Rabbi Lozer for putting it on the table. Our Mishnah doesn't say Mefurish Shavya Nafshe. My Ilam Esav Laksuba Ida Tain Tain. So the Gemara has to like kind of like flush it out. So therefore, Rabbi Lozer just put it on the table. Therefore, it's not a stira. So says Abai, Amar by Afano Nami Tanina. Where do we see that? Says the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Besula Nesis Liyom Arvi in Liyom Achamishi Loi. My time of Mishume Kirure Daita. Why only Yom Arvi and not Yom Achamishi? It must be Rechoshish for Kirure Das. Now, I always say, you don't really, good, great diuk. Yom Arvi, I love it. Do you need to make a deek in the Mishnah to know that the reason why we're getting married on Wednesday is because we wanted to be able to go to Bezdin the next day? Where does the Mishnah say it? Shemayla Tanis B'Zumay Mashkim the Bezdin. You don't have to make the deek Yom Ravi, Yom HaChamishi, what? So the Mefarshim explained, and a Chanami, but if you could get it right away in the first words of the Mishnah, even if it's a deek, the Gemara, it's a derech of the Gemara to do that. You're right, we could have just went to the end of the Mishnah, Shemayla Tanis B'Zumay Mashkim the Bezdin. So we see he's going to be Mashkim the Bezdin. But Gemara is having a good time being medayikit in the Reisha. Yom Arvi in Yom HaChamishi Loi.
Also, you get confused from the Reisha because why not Sunday?
It says Shemai L'Tanis P'Sulam Ayam Ashkim
L'Bezdin. Saying at the beginning of the first permission.
Yeah, so it's, you're only compounding that. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Sha'akol Mi'am Tvarim. So the Shita asks the following question. Why does the Gemara say Yom Arvi in Yom HaChamishi Loi? What's Thursday? Like, why is Thursday the special day? Why do you speak about Thursday? Yom Arvi, other days not. Yom Arvi. Says the Shita Yeshana. Says the Pshat is because from Chamishi to the next time you get to Bezdin, there's like a very long break. If he gets married on Tuesday, so it's just Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday. But he gets married on Thursday, it's got Thursday to Friday to Shabbos to Sunday to Monday. So therefore, we're trying to like highlight like the Spitzikurui does. Why the Shita Mekubetzes himself isn't so happy with that. So he suggests another answer. That was the Shita Yishan. He says, look, there's another technical reason why we should choose a day, a particular day of the week, aside for Tainus Besulim and all that stuff. What's that reason? Bracha. Wednesday's a good day for bracha. So why don't you say maybe he's getting married on Wednesday because of bracha? Drop the end of, don't look at the end of the Mishnah. We're not dealing with that now. Maybe it's Wednesday because of bracha. What's the bracha? Dagim. Like, yeah, but if you want bracha of Dagim, then you might as well get married on
Thursday.
You get bracha la Adam, you get bracha la Dagim in the day, you get bracha la Dagim at night. So if you're looking...
Thursday.
Yeah. So if you're looking for bracha, Thursday is excellent. So why Wednesday? Must because of Ikiru Redas. That's what the Shita says. Says Rashi Kuridas Ad Sheni B'Shabbes Haba. Now the Gemara says, Limai, what are you worried about? What's the problem? What's the concern of Kuridas? Rashi explains, Limai Kapti Rabbanon Imakar Daite. What do the Rabbanon care? So we'll calm down. So what? Ilam Esiv Lak Suba. If it's because he wants to give her a ksuba, if lemeisiv la ksuba, it's concerning the ksuba. Meisiv la! So let him give the ksuba. Rashi explains, Meisiv la ksuba, ma lanu lafsida varehu noisen midas. What do we care? Who's the one who's going to lose out?
Him.
And he's the one who's paying. You want to give the money anyway? Geig is under hate. That's your problem. We have to orchestrate that he doesn't give the money. If he's the one who wants to give the money, give the money. That's your problem. Is that clear? Yeah. Comes the Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. And the Efrekta Kasha, Efrekta Baron Leib, I don't understand. Because he's not the only one who's affected by this halacha. First of all, it's very possible that the one who's going to give is Yarshim. Very big chance that he's not going to be alive. Because when do you give the ksuba? After you're dead, very often. So then the Yarshim are going to give. The Yarshim don't want to give her extra money, necessarily. And aside from that, there's Lekuchos. The din is ksuba is going from Lekuchos. So therefore, what's the Gemara Svara? Ila Mesiv La... Nesiva, just let him give. Rabbi Leib Frektakasha, he says that being that this din is noigeya to also to the kuchos, so Poshid, he says the pshat is who yochol chayiv atzmoi was. And Yochel Chayv Atzma is man a cost of Ksuba. It's going to be Gorim Hefsin Lekunchais. Vitzarachin. So I'd like to say two answers, perhaps, to answer for Rashi. One is a simple, like a Pasha to answer. But it's not Rashi with the Gemara, but it's a Bimadaik and Rashi. The other answer is maybe a little more. So the first answer is as follows. What is the Gemara Svar? The Gemara says, Ila Mesiv La Ksuba Nesiv La. The Lashon of Rashi is, Ma Lanu Lafsida V'Harei Hu Noisein Midas. What does V'Harei Hu Noisein Midas mean? You could say it means he's giving it even though he knows he doesn't have to. I'd like to suggest something else. It means he's giving it on his own accord. Is she stealing it from him? Is she taking it from him? No. So is she over in Avera?
No.
He's giving it. So that's not... Is that called Gezel? Someone gives you money. Is that called Gezel? Reu noisein midas. He's giving it on his own. Therefore, it's not called Gezel.
He's allowing it to give at this time. And we live together for the next 5 years. And then when... He dies, then the Yarshim will have to give the ksuba. So she's about 200, it's not to her gezel.
What?
Because you want to give it now?
In other words, what I'm saying is, the Sephardis, because he's giving it willingly, it's not called someone stealing from him. He's giving it. Shaila is though by when she's taking from the Yorshim, and the Yorshim think that they're mechuyev to give to him and give to her, and she doesn't tell the Yorshim that she doesn't deserve it. L'choira, that's going to be gezel. L'choira, that's going to, even though she's not taking from him.
Sure, from the lekuchas.
Or from the lekuchas.
What's her rebuna? Is it the Yorshim that's going to be feeling?
It means who or the Yorshim, whoever is going to be then, know who's going to want giving it.
That is the case where she's going to
be giving it. Midas.
But how could he give from Lukuchas? There's no Shiva. There's nothing.
There is a Shiva. We think there's a Shiva. There's the Yorshim are giving.
Can't make up a Shiva to make the Lukuchas.
That's Rabbi Aaron Leib's Kasha. As I'm saying, the Lukuchas are going to come. It's going to be time for the Ksuba. So and then the Lukuchas are going to give willingly. She's not taking it, Elamai, but she's munning from a Ksuba that doesn't exist. If she muns him, so that's Gezel. L'chayra, that's Gezel. It's not going to work, Rabbi say. So L'chayra, the answer you have to say is as follows. Perhaps the answer you have to say is as follows. When a man marries a woman and he writes in the Ksuba that she's Mechayiv Masayim, and then it comes out that really she was not a besula. So now what's the din? It's a machloikis. Let's assume she gets 100 for a moment. Ksuba gets downgraded to 100 because she was a beula, not a besula. Now, is the pshat that right now the ksuba automatically becomes 100? Or the pshat is he has the right to now taina to be married the ksuba. He could say, look, I only gave you 200 because I thought you were a basula. Now that you're not a basula, I only want to give you 100. Is it that it automatically becomes 100? Or he has the right to say, I want to be married the price to 200.
Does he have the right to give a ksuba however much he wants? In the beginning, can he give her a $400?
Yes. He could give her 400.
So why not? Yeah,
he could give her 400 if he wants. Yeah, but he could say that it was under false pretenses. What? Because a Ba'ula gets 100, so she for sure deserves 100. The question is she was asking for more than she deserves. So is the pshat that automatically it becomes 100 on its own, or is the pshat that he now has the right to knock it down? Not knas.
Automatically, without anything, because
that's not the price. A person overpaid. Lama zogin, Rabbi Yisai. A person overpaid for a car, and he found that he overpaid. Is the pshat that now the money's automatically his? He never paid for that, or I have the right to ask for my money back. I could also not ask for my money back. Yes, ask my money back. How do you understand?
According to the Shtaiman, he's telling that it's Masik Suwer al Lukucha, so it's not. He doesn't have the right to be married. It's automatically over here.
So if you say the pshat is that he has the right to ask for the $100, what happens if he doesn't ask for the $100? So it stays with her. So then the ksuba remains $200 for him, for the lekuchas, and for the yorshim. The ksuba is $200.
But if they would have known, they would have asked for it.
But they don't have the right to ask for that.
Why not?
Because he's the one that wrote the ksuba. So they are, but he has the right.
There, it's just kayach.
No, once he says it's staying 200, it stays 200.
But
you can't do anything.
He stays 200.
Yes, he did. He did. That's what he's doing. He now knows. Therefore, he's kiilu being makabel that the ksuba is going to stay 200. They can't tie the mekachtois. He's the one who can tie the mekachtois. So therefore, the ksuba is going to remain 200. Klape him. Klape the yarshim. Klake. Look, if it's automatically 100, so then the pshat is he wants to give a matana of another 100. You can give the matana. The yarshim, the kugos don't have to give the matana. But if Be'etzin, the ksuba is really still 200, it's just he has a schus now to take away 100, he doesn't exercise that schus, and therefore the ksuba will stay 200.
So you use that as an answer to Rabbi?
We're answering Rabbi Aaron Leib's kasha. We're saying that the din that you find in Isha Ba'ula, that her ksuba is a mana, it's not automatically a mana. He has to say, I only want to give her a mana. But if he says, I'm happy giving her 200, even though the ksuba... Listen, if a woman's a Ba'ula, and you decide to give her 200 in your ksuba, can you do that?
Yeah, of course.
You could. If she's a basula, can you give her 400? You could. So if he said, I'm giving 200, he could give 200. So it depends on how you understand when he was tricked. Right? He thought she was a besula, and really she's a ba'ula. Is the pshat that now it's automatically 100? And if he wants to give her extra money, he's got to add. Or the pshat is, the ksuba is 200, he now has a schus to say, look, I only gave her 200 because I thought X. And I opt out. If you say that be'etzem it stays 200, he could just, has a schus bittel, we'll call it, schus bittel on the ksuba, to be mafsi the ksuba.
Would be like why he's able to or not.
And that's the chur, the mash, Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, malonu lehafsida harei unoise midas. Why do we want to be mafsid her? What do you mean mafsid her? Why are you calling it mafsid her? If the pshat is, if she was a ba'ula, so then how much does she deserve? 100. See, not being mafsid her. It's that if you want her to get the money that she owns.
That's the gemara.
What?
It's the gemara.
Lashon the gemara also lafsida ksumasa. Okay. So says the gemara. It's obviously not been a gay to mammon. Ella la oisra alav. With the katan taina, rather it must be the reason why we are trying to orchestrate that he gets into bezdin is because we want to make sure that he's going to make her usser. With the katan taina, he's tining something. Sakh the gemara, my love, the katan tainas pesach pasuach. Is it not that he's toying tainas pesach pasuach? And therefore, our Mishnah would be a carbon copy of Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, loy dikatoin tainas damim. And therefore, there's no raya to Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Gemara says. Now, it sounds from our Gemara, Rabbi Isai, that the Gemara's the automatic assumption is that our Mishnah is talking about what taina. Pesach Pesuach. The Gemara says, he says something. My love. Isn't it that he says Pesach Pesuach? My love. Isn't it Pesach Pesuach? No, it's Tainas Stam. Why was the Gemara's automatic assumption that it's Pesach Pesuach? The Rishonim grapple with this. My love. Isn't it talking about Pesach Pesuach? The Rishonim speak about this. So, this is a Tosfos. We're going to the second Tosfos because the top Tosfos is really intricate. We're going to have to get back to it. And Tosfos explains, why do we assume automatically it's the Kohen Tais Pesach Pasuach? So, Tosfos says, what do you mean? What? And Achnah, who's saying about Neman's a chiddush here? Neman's not a chiddush. The chiddush is the takana that we're making get married on Wednesday. There's something similar. Tosfos says that there's a very big difference between Tainas Dam and Pesach Pasuach. Let's see Tosfos. The second Tosfos in the sugya, my life, the katoin Tainas Pesach Pasuach, says Tosfos, Nira Lefarish, the kasal kadaitach, the betainas domim, leka lemechash lekerure daite. By tainas domim, we're not going to be choishish vikiridas. The kiman de leka dam, limboi noikvoi. His heart is going to be pounding. His heart is going to be bothering him. Ve'ein miskarer. The guy, listen, if there's dam or if there's not dam, is something very, very obvious. So he's not going to be able to sweep it under the rug, get over it. So in other words, is saying as follows. I want to say it clear. What does it mean that Shemem is ispayis ima and is iskara daita? What does it mean? Is she telling him, listen, so I'm not a basula? So what? Get over it, you know what I mean? We're in love. Is that what she's saying to him? Or maybe something else. She's saying, it's not true. Come on, you don't have to tell Bezdin. It's not really true. It didn't happen. So he just says, look, if it's Tainus Damim, which means there's no Dam, she's got another, whatever she's going to say to him, he's like, I got to go to Bezdin. You're not a Besula. I know you're not a Besula. But if it's Tainas Pesach Pesuach, then he's anyway on the fence.
He's not sure. He's
wait, hold on. Anyway, not sure. So it's not black and white. It's not. So therefore, she can kind of like push him over the edge and say, you know what? Probably she was a Pesula. It's okay. What? No, Dorka to other things, whatever. That's what we're saying there. That's why the Mishnah, my love, the katoin tainus pesach pesuach, according to Tosis, the Gemara means the whole reason for the takana is only in a case of pesach pesuach. Loi! Gemara says, no, maybe even by tainus dam. That's a chiddush. I would have thought that the whole reason is only by pesach pesuach, and therefore Rabbi Lazar says it's mafurisha Mishnah. So in the Haimri Gemara, it's exclusively pesach pesuach. Why? Because only over there is there a legit taina that he's going to be a skar daitoy.
He's expecting the blood not to be there. What's with the blood?
No, so we said it's Tainus Durkati, it's Nev Damape, something that anyway, why is he not Tainus Damim? Obviously, something happened that he doesn't have Tainus Damim. There's only Tainus Pesach Pesuach. There we have a reason to think that maybe it's going to be a Skar Daita. That's what Tosfos says. Now, Rabbi Isai. First of all, by Pesach Pesuach, is it Kimlei or is it not Kimlei? What's Tosfos' Shita?
Kimlei.
Tosfos' Shita is that it is Kimlei. Tosfos not based on an Aleph. You think that it's Mashm over here that he's not Kimlei, right? So I think they have to say Pshat and Tosfos, even though it's Kimlei, but Lemaisa, which means that he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's talking about, but Lemaisa, it's not something you could see. The person knows there's no Dam. You know, I might be 100% positive about something, but if I didn't see it, then you could still convince me otherwise. There's no dam. You can't convince him that there was dam. There's no dam. There was no dam. Period. He's like, there's nothing to talk about. But Pesach Pesuch, he's positive it was Pesach Pesuch, but she can convince him. He's like, you know what? Maybe, okay, I don't know. She tells me, I believe her. Right? You know, he could end up, that could happen. Toys about a big chiddush, because Toys holds that it's Kimlei. And still, you could convince the power of persuasion of a woman.
3 days later, he might be looking back, but Dami, to look back, there was no Dami.
Right.
It's like, maybe I
made a mistake. Maybe I was imagining it. Maybe she could teach, she could convince him that, you know, that he made a mistake. She could convince him he's not a Bucky. She'll convince him he really is, but she can convince him not.
Why can't it be Dorka Tirmukas Eitz? That's why there's no Dam.
But what about Pesach Pesuach? He's tiny Pesach Pesuach.
And that's what she's going to be able to convince him.
We're saying if there's no Dam, so then
she's going to be able to. If there's no Dam, she's not going to be able to convince him.
Right. Well, you're saying in the case of no Dam, why can't she say that she was Mukas Eitz? Because if she didn't, If she did, then Achanami. If she says Mukas Eitz, then Achanami. But she didn't. She would be Neman.
She's not Miskar of him, then she's not Miskar.
No, in the case of Mukas Eitz, she's Neman. It's obviously not a case when she's saying Mukas. If he walks in and says there was no Dam, and she says Mukas Eitz, she's Neman. So the whole case is where she's not saying Mukas Eitz. She can't say Dorkati. Dorkati, you have to have, you are or you're not. If her last name is Dorkati, then she's Dorkati. If her last name is Schwartz, then she's out. Rabbi Say, Lemaisa, do we paskin like Rabbi Lazar or not? Rabbi Say, do we paskin like Rabbi Lazar?
No.
We do. So now let me pass like Rebbe Lazar. I ask you, Tosfos, what is the case of the Mishnah? What is the takana for Pesach Pesuach or for Tainus Damim? For Pesach Pesuach. The Gemara just wanted to say maybe it's not a raya to Rebbe Lazar because we'll zet side is talking about a case of damim. But now that we do paskin like Rebbe Lazar, let's go back to what's the norm, the most natural thing to say. The case of our Mishnah is Pesach Pesuach, and the only time you have a chshash of kirdas is by Pesach Pesuach. But what about something you know 100%? No kirdas. Why am I saying this? I'd like to say as follows: we went way back when we first started. There was a shaila from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. The shaila was whether a person should miss mincha, and because he's afraid of kirdas, we're afraid he's going to be makardas. So Rabbi Isai, the only time you have a case of pure das, when a person doesn't know what he's supposed to do, if he is supposed to do or not supposed to do, and he's going to convince what the right thing is to do like this. But something that you know 100% what you're supposed to do, we have no chashash of pure das. So therefore, we have another reason. Back in the day, we said numerous reasons why to say not like Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Shlita, that he said, Paskin, that they should miss Mincha in order to do the Macha. But over here, he knows he's supposed to make the Macha. Make the Macha later. When do we say that we're afraid of Kira Das? Only when he's not sure. He thinks the woman will convince him that he's doing the wrong thing.
Well, let's go with a shadow, whether to do Mincha before the machar, meaning
the shaila is because we're afraid he won't do the machar later because of kira das. But when are we afraid? Only when there's something like tanis pesach pasuach. But if it's black and white, you got to make this machar. It's chil shabbos going on over here. There's no question. This is the machar. It's the right thing to do. Unless there's a person who's mesupik if he's supposed to make the machar or not, then maybe a kal is going to convince him we're not supposed to make machars. We love all Jews and therefore don't make machars.
No, but
then you have
some people who are on the fence about it. Like, okay, a machar is happening now. I'll go. But if
why is he on the fence about it? Because he doesn't know if he should do it? Okay, yeah. That wasn't a shaila. The shaila wasn't the people like, okay, if we have a situation where a person doesn't know if he should do it.
No, I'm talking about they should do it for those people who are.
I got it. Okay, let's go weiter.
If he's now closest on the Mishnah, goes with the Srek Sveka, because he's learning that the Mishnah has to be talking about Srek Pesua. Tosas on the Mishnah, as Samash is like Sveika.
Tosas on the Mishnah? Yeah.
Tosas on Bezim and Aleph. Because Bezim and Aleph like asks from the Aftes.
Right.
He's learning that the whole Sugi of the Pesach Pesuah.
Well, the Gemara says that that's what the Gemara says. That it has connection. Somehow the Gemara is connecting our Mishnah to the Din of Pesach Pesuah. Somehow. That's our Gemara here. The Gemara, at least in the Havamin, is trying to connect it. Okay, if you look on the side of the Gemara, there's someone here on the side, I don't know who it is. Who? It's Toys Yishanim. The second one's also Toys Yishanim. The whole thing's Toys Yishanim. Toys Yishanim gives other terutzim to this kasha. Says the Toys Yishanim, first of all, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not shver. If you remember Rabbeinu Chananel, we did not do that Toys inside, but on the top of that Tes Amar Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel said that an Isha who's a Boigeres, for example, doesn't have Dam. Or Mukaseitz, yeah, but I'm going to focus on Bogeres. So what are you saying? The Mishnah is only talking about women that are not Bogeres? The Mishnah says, Besulah, this is the Omer Avi. Everyone gets married on Yom Arvi. Shemayla Tainas Besulah, my masculine Bezdin. That's not relevant for an Isha who's Bogeres. So obviously, it must be talking about that the Taina that we're doing over here is Tainas Pesach Pasuach. Maybe Tosis doesn't like that so much because Tosis could just throw that all into the low plug. If you remember on that Bezo and Aleph, no. Tosis has lots of low plugs. So throw that into the low plug also. Maybe. But that's one teretz of the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. The other teretz of Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz is just that the Lashon is Mashma, Besulim is the Yom Arvi, Shemai Tainas Besulim is Mashma, that whatever the Tainas Besulim is, whether it's Pesach Pesuach, or it's Dan. The Gemara, when it says, my love the Katon Pesach Pesuach, just meant, isn't it also if he says Pesach Pesuach? No, it's only if he says Tainas Damim. In other words, Rabbi said, to be clear, according to Tosfos, the Gemara, when it says, my love the Katon Pesach Pesuach, the Gemara meant only if he's Toin Pesach Pesuach, because Tainas Damim is no Chashash of Kirudas. According to Tosfos Yishon, the Gemara is saying, isn't it also if he Tainas Pesach Pesuach? Because it can't be only if he Tainas Damim, because by Bargeris is no Tainas Damim, because it's Mashma, all different Tainas. That's the difference between Tosfos and Tosfos Yishon. Okay. Rabbi Isai, it's time for us to start the big Tosfos. This is a killer Tosfos. Now, really, we should start the Tosfos today and finish it. But we're gonna, because we've been Baruch Hashem had the pedal to the metal, we're gonna take another day for this Tosfos. We're gonna start the Tosfos now. But we're only doing that, Rabbi Isai, the Olam really puts their koyches into this Tosfos. and make sure that they, because there's a lot of, you have to, mamish, go over the details. I was sitting this morning with my chavrusa, and we were writing down on pieces of paper and trying to get clear. So I say chetimtzus and toiches, so I say kashas and terutzim, and trying to figure everything out. That's the way to do the toisvus. So we're going to start it off. I'm going to give a little bit of akdama to the toisvus. What I mean is we're just going to try to lay the groundwork of the toisvus, try to get a few issues in the toisvus, and then hopefully Sunday we're going to try to do Hashlama. Taisis ila mesiv laksuba. Says Taisis. Mashma. Shim haya bala bezdin, haya neman laf sidok subasa, afalpinshala aisra love loy haya neman. Taisis says, first of all, in the Gemara is mashma, that he'd be neman laf sidok subasa, even though he's not neman. Lo Yisraelov. How is the mashma in the Gemara? Because the Gemara is saying, let's see, is this a riot to Rebbe Lazar? Well, the Gemara says we want him to come to Bezdin. Why? If he's coming out of Sidok Subasa, and then it's not a riot to Rebbe Lazar, the Gemara says, why don't you let him give the money? In other words, it could be that the Mishnah is only coming out of Sidok Subasa and nothing more. Because if it's Lapsidik Subasa and Lo Isra, you still have a raya to Rebbe Lazar. So the Gemara says, I Lapsidik Subasa, the Gemara means only Lapsidik Subasa, and you don't have a raya to Rebbe Lazar. Which would mean the Gemara is now entertaining that he's Nemon Lapsidik Subasa and he's not Nemon Lo Isra. Says Tosis, from here I see that a person at Tanis Pesach Pasuach, we can entertain him being Neman Lapsidik Subasa and not Le Isra Alaf. That's what Taisa says. Seems to be a Gemara. Now, Rabbi Isai, who's going to have big trouble with this? Rashi. Which Rashi? In the beginning of the Sugya. Because Rashi started the Sugya and said, Rabbi Lazar says, you're Neman Le Isra Alaf, Avaloi Lapsidik Subasa. So if you ask Rashi, what is it easier to be Neman on? What comes first? The Neman Lo Isra and not Lafsida. And what's our Gemara coming to say over here? He's Neman Lafsida and not Lo Isra Lav. So what's going on? Yeah, but this is Rashi now got a Gemara that he's got to deal with. Because the Gemara Toisus seems to say there's a Raya from the Gemara. How does Rashi reckon with the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Ila lafsidik subasa and not lo isra." Says Tosis, "Let's just take a picture of this line in the Gemara right here. Snap, lafsidik subasa, not lo isra." Rashi before said lo isra, not lafsidik subasa. What's going on? We got to figure that out. Shita speaks about it, Shita Yishan and others. But let's now figure how Tosis. How does Tosis proceed? Says Tosis. Mashma, we start again. Shimhayu bala bezdin, hayinemon lafsidik subasa afa bishal oisra lav loya nemon. Why? Mishum de islan la meimar shema enoi baki be pesach pasuach. Because we could say maybe he's not a baki in pesach pasuach. Shema. The ukma becheskas heter. And then when we're donning the isra and the heter, this isha has a chazaka, so we have a suffik if he's a baki. What do you do when you have a suffik and there's a cheskas heter? You say she's mutter. Avo mikomakom ksubasa hefsida. Afal pi cheskas haguf is not going to work here. I'm going to get to you in a second. Afal pi sheyesh lanu loymer shu taya bepesach pasuach. It's a suffik. So when the mamon, you also go basal chazaka. So says Tosis, if you have a suffik, what do you do? So that's what the case is. We have a suffik. He comes in and says pesach pasuch. Maybe he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he's not. We don't know at the moment. If that's true, so we'll let everything let rest on its chazaka. What is the isha's chazaka? Cheskas heter mutter. What's the mamon's chazaka? Cheskas mare. It's the husband potter. So therefore, neman lafsidak sub neman lo ois lafsidak subasa na lo isra. Neman lafsidak subasa because I might see my chaver over one. You want me to pay? I have a cheskas mamon, cheskas mare. But to answer her, he can't answer because she's a cheskas heter. What about cheskas haguf? Frektuli Reuben, that kash is not shver. Because our boy said, what type of woman are we speaking about over here?
Oh, yeah.
The Choyra Tais is going to learn. We're talking about a regular Eishes Yisrael. It's talking about an Eishes Kayen. The Choyra. Then there's no Cheskes Aguf anymore if it's a regular Eishes Yisrael. Because the Safek Tachtov, Safek Eina Tachtov, and Safek Oynes Safek Ratzin. So even if there's a Cheskes Aguf, it happened later, but there's still Safek of Oynes and Ratzin. So Cheskes Guf isn't going to help you.
We're not trying to
upshlag Rabbi Lazar. Adarabba. We're trying to avoid saying the Mishnah is like Rabbi Lazar. Is the Mishnah Rabbi Lazar? Not necessarily. Maybe the Mishnah is coming lafsidak subasa, and it's talking about a regulation of Yisrael, and it's coming lafsidak subasa because I want to be chavel v'raya, but you still be mutter, and then you have no right to Rabbi Lazar. You have a sum.
Because
if it's an Eishes Kayin, the only Shaila is Tachtov or Nach Tachtov, L'chayra you have a Cheskes Aguf. L'chayra. We're going to go with that for now. So, I mean, Tosfos gets into Svek Sveka the next line. That's the next line of Tosfos. We have to see how does he deal with that before. Tosfos says, V'kosha, the amayim afsida ksubasa, or have a Svek Sveka. Savikim hu baki bepesach pesuach imlav. Vim tim saloimar, he's a baki, and pesach pesuach have Safik boine, Safik beratzen. So Tosfos says, over here, she shouldn't lose her ksuba because of Svek Sveka. That's Tosfos' kasha. She should not lose her ksuba because you have a Svek Sveka. There's numerous reasons why the Achroinim don't like that kasha. The Pnei Yeshua says Tosfos wants to be take money away from someone because of Svek Sveka. She should get her ksuba. He should cough up the money because of Svek Sveka. Says Tosfos, says the Pnei Yeshua, I didn't find this anywhere in the Poskim. And it's a very big chiddush to me. You're going to be mitzi mamoin with a Svek Sveka? I don't understand. Says the Pnei Yeshua, how does Svek Sveka work? Midin Raif. If Svek Sveka works midin Raif, what's the din? Ein holchin mamoin achar Raif. That's you're going to be mighty mamain with a roiv, with a Svek Sveka? Really? That's a massive chiddush, says the Pnei Yeshua. Therefore, he says, Ani tzorach l'islam, Ani tzorach l'talmud. Don't understand. That's the Pnei Yeshua's problem.
But Tosfos
doesn't like that. Okay, good. There's another issue with Tosfos having this Svek Sveka. Every Svek Sveka we know has to be mishapech, which means you have to be able to clear the Svek Sveka, either Safek first. So we have a suffix if he's a bucky and not a bucky. And even if he's a bucky, maybe it's onus, maybe it's ratzon. Let's try it the other way around. Maybe it's onus, maybe it's ratzon. And even if it's onus, maybe he's not a bucky. What do you mean? If it's onus, then it's not nishapech, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. So Tosfos is kasha of svek sveka. Over here, it's not nishapech. That's the second question. I would like Ania Kotzen to ask a third question. And this is, I think, really trying to get to some of the complexity of the sugya. He comes and he says, Okay, it might depend on this thing. Okay. He comes in and he says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. We have one suffix. The suffix is, does he know what he's talking about? Does he not? He's just, right now he's a Shema Baki, Shema Eina Baki. Now, even if he's a Baki, Taisva says, Suffik Ba'inus, Suffik Baratzen. Now, Rabbi Isaiah, who are we talking about? Who's this woman?
Eishes
Yisrael. Suffik Ba'inus, Suffik Baratzen. Okay, there's another suffik of Tachtov or Eina Tachtov. No, it's actually the other way around.
It's going against her.
It's going against her. Because if it happened lav tachtov, then you lose your ksuba. You lose the ksuba. If it's lav tachtov. She loses her ksuba. What? She is, maybe she's not a besula.
Maybe suffolk if she's not a
what?
Suffolk if she wasn't a besula.
She's going to lose the 100.
Maybe right?
Only a suffolk if she wasn't a besula.
The seder, but the Gemara is saying, why did she lose her ksuba? She should lose that 100. She should at least lose that 100. What?
She's only a suffolk if she's mizana.
First lose a suffolk and she's mizana. And even if she's mizana, maybe it was Einus and Ratzen. Yeah, but also maybe it was lav tachtov, and even if it was oinus lav tachtov, you're going to be chayiv.
Not really being mitzvah.
Okay, it's a different question. That's a different question.
Maybe it's not going to get out.
So if it's lav tachtov, you're putter, and if it's rotzen, you're putter. Now, if it's tachtov be oinus, you're chayiv, and if you're not a bucky, you're chayiv. So let's try to figure out. What are the different possibilities? There's a possibility that he's not a Bucky. If he's not a Bucky, what's the din? It's Chayiv. There's a possibility he's a Bucky, and even if he's a Bucky, maybe it happened, if it happened Lav Tachtov, he's Chayiv. She's not going to be awesome, but he's Chayiv. I'm sorry, if it's not Lav Tachtov, he's Potter, because she wasn't a Besula. And if it's Tachtov, if it was Biratza, and he's also Potter. So I got lots of different studim to make him Potter. It's not a svek to make him chayiv. You have a lot of svekas starting that he's chayiv, but a lot of svekas that he's potter.
He's still chayiv 100. Even
so, is that really called a svek sveka? I'm not sure that that's called a svek sveka. Did you get that? You need a map. You need a map for this one, Rabbi Yisrael. But this is not a classic svek sveka. Classic svek sveka is you have basically two variables. Einus Ratzen, Tachtov Lav Tachtov, figure it out. Over here, there's actually three variables. There's Bucky, Eina Bucky, Tachtov Lav Tachtov, Einus Ratzen. So if you add up all of the different studim, it ends up being 50-50. It's not a Roiv. So is that called a Svek Sveka when it's not 50-50? When it's 50-50? No, that Rabbi Yisrael, I want you to try to get that question. We're going to try to figure this out, answer all these questions. I'd like to leave you just with a quick Dvar Torah in this week's parasha. Pasuk says, "Ve'yitzi Yaakov mi'be'er sheva." Ve'yelech Aharon. Rashi says, "Yitzias tzadik min ha'mokom asa roishem." Ve'yitzorach lichtov ela ve'yelech Yaakov Aharon. Lama hiskir yitziasa yelamagish yitzias tzadik min ha'mokom asa roishem. Shazman Shatzadik Bir Yehoida Yiziva Yihadara. Yotza Misham Panahadara Panaziva Panahadara. Panahoida Panaziva Panahadara. So Rabbi said the Pasuk is stressing that Yaakov left in order to tell us that Yitzias Tzadik Minamakam Isarosham. So the question is, this is not the first time that there was a tzadik that left a place. Avram left a place. Yitzchak left a place. They all traveled. So why? It comes to Yaakov. Yaakov's traveling, and now the Pasuk feels it and wants to tell us, Yitzias Tzadik Min HaMakom Ha'Isa Rosha. So I heard once a pshat, that the pshat is as follows. Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu is called a Har, Yitzchak is called Sada, and Yaakov is called Bayis. Avram, it says, Behar Hashem Yeroah, Yitzchak, it says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. And Yaakov says, Engzekim Beis Elohim. Yaakov is called Bayis, Yitzchak is called Sada, and Avram is called Har. What's the pshat? Avram Avinu was a very, very visible person. He was always out there. He was hitting the pavement, trying to get people to be frum. He was talking to people. Avram Avinu was very, very visible. Someone that's on a mountain, there's tons of people you could see on a mountain, right? If you're from very, very far away, someone's on a mountain, you could see him. Avram Avinu was very, very visible. If Avram Avinu would leave, everybody would know about it, and everyone would feel a loss. Yitzchak is a bechina of sada. When someone's in a field, he's also quite visible. Lots of people can see him. He's there. His presence is being felt. If Yitzchak would leave, of course everyone would feel that there's a gaping hole. But Yaakov Avinu is a bechina of bias. When you're in your home, no one knows if you're there or not. Yaakov Avinu was an Ishtam Yosheva Halim. He sat in his own little corner. He wasn't busy with people. Someone would think, yeah, Yaakov, Nisht Yaakov, Samach Tachilik. Makes a difference to anyone if Yaakov's around or not around? No one saw him anyway. He was always busy with his books. Says Chazal, Yitzias Tzadik Min Amokom Oysa Roshim, that the Metzias of Yaakov being there, and Yaakov being that amud, that fire of Torah that Yaakov had. When Yaakov left, the entire town felt something's different. Because the hashpa of Yaakov Avinu was not just in the fact, in the interpersonal relationships that people were like talking to him. It was the metzias of the learning. Chazal tell us, Tamid Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. How is the Tamid Chachom Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? In the whole world, what do they do? Tamid Chachamim. How are they Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? So l'chayr the pshat is, it's not the fact that they're talking to people. It's the metzias of the Tamid Chachamim is Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. It's the cheftza of Torah that is Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Torah is considered itself Shalom. Hashem oiz li'amo yitein, Hashem yivarach hasamo b'sholom. The sholom is in the Torah. Das is pshat. Chavetz Chaim writes that when a person is going through a matziv, that there's a lot of gzeirus and takona, and there's a lot of tzaras, he says a person has to be machazik in limud ha-Torah. And he brings a maimer chazal to Gemara, dachs kon Shabbos, and when people aren't learning Torah, Cherev Baloilam. Swords, knives come to the world. What is it? What's the cause? Because the Nisrashal Belimud Torah. So a person has to understand that what we do in here has a tremendous impact on what happens out there. Tremendous impact. And if a person understands that, so then he has to, it has to reflect the situation, the matzav. I have to be mechazik because I am creating, there's a glow of ruchnius that's emanating from the Beis Medrash that's going on, and it's being mashpia on everybody. The more we learn, the safer the world is. And if we appreciate what we're doing, so then a person's not going to just like take it as if it's non-important. He's going to appreciate the chashivus of what we're learning. It's Hashem Rabbi, so we're going to continue with this Tosfos hopefully next time.